Boy, it seems to have been a pitcher's week so far. Man, we've had a lot of pitchers join us here on AM 930 WEOL, and that's a good thing because it shows the depth of this Indian staff, both starters and relievers. And another Indians pitcher stops by the table to join us here in Goodyear, and that's Josh Tomlin. Josh, great to have you on AM 930 WEOL. Thanks for stopping by.
I appreciate it, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about spring training 2015. From your perspective, how have you approached it during the offseason, and what sort of goals have you laid out for yourself?
My goal was just to come in here and get ready for the season. And I knew in the off season it was going to be a competition coming in from the day one, and you know, it's been that way for me ever since I've been in this organization. So it's kind of nothing really new for me, and I think the main goal for everybody here is just to get ready to go for the 1st of April, and have that little friendly competition and try to get ready for the season.
As you were sitting down and getting yourself settled in, I said, you know, you and I have done a few of these mm-hmm. before, and every year that we talk to you, it seems like you're involved in a battle here
right,
in spring training.
Right.
But from
fun.
The competitive level, I was just going to say, it's got to be fun. You kind of took my
it's
word.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's something as an athlete or as a pitcher or as a baseball player, it's kind of in your DNA, I feel like. It's just something you get to compete. You don't always want to compete against your friends and against your buddies, but sometimes that's the nature of the game. And I think it makes everybody just a little bit better and gives them a little bit more of an edge going into the season.
Of course, you're a guy that's gone through that reconstructive surgery. Kind of went up and down last year as you battled your way back. Are you now back to where you were? Do you feel 100% at this point?
I do. I feel 100%. I don't feel my elbow at all. I don't even think about it. Don't even have it. You know, it's not even a glimpse of my mind. And I think that's pretty... It's pretty cool to be able to have that, and I'm ready to go out there and see what a full season's like without having to feel it or having any kind of reservations about it.
I was just going to say, obviously, it's a physical challenge. You got to rehab, you got to come back, you got to work at that. But Josh, how much of it was a mental challenge as well? Just to say, man, I'm going to rear back and fire this thing and not have any concerns.
It's a huge. I think that's the biggest task behind it. It's something that you pitch with it for such a long time, and then. You kind of get used to the pain and you don't feel it anymore, and it's kind of like, it's going to come back, and the realization is it's not going to come back, and that was probably the toughest thing for me, was just realizing that you're fixed. You know, if you do feel a little bit of something, it's not necessarily a torn UCL again or a torn Tommy John. It's just maybe the inflammation or scar tissue breaking up, and that's the mental aspect of that is kind of tough.
Just a few moments ago, we were talking with Carlos, just walking by us right now. We've had Corey Kluber on the show earlier this week. As I said, several pitchers have joined us. It shows the depth of the staff, but there also seems to be a real camaraderie amongst all you guys. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty tight-knit group. Talk a little bit about that.
It really is. I just got through talking about this over there, and I think it's tough to explain because I've never been anywhere else. So this is what I've seen. This is what I've done for – Hell, I mean, heck, this is the 10th year I've been with this organization, and we've always kind of had this camaraderie, and it's kind of built over the years, and I think now it's kind of just one of those things kind of formed together. It's great. It's awesome. We don't just hang out at the field. It's hanging off the field, on the road, go out to dinners, and you know, getting on each other a little bit and stuff like that. It's a fun group of guys, and it's fun. You know, we can joke around with each other, play pranks on each other, and it doesn't ever get too serious. It's always kind of rolls off your shoulders and get ready for the next day. But it's also one of those things where you see Cookie go out there and have a great game. You want to do the same thing. You want to back him up, like, you know, either one-up him or try to go out there and do what he's doing and try to give your team a chance to win on a daily basis.
Again, we're talking with Josh Tomlin as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. Craig and or Bruce, a comment or a question for this Indians pitcher?
Well, I don't know. The talk out there is about Josh's muscles. This is the big thing now, I guess, coming in.
Saw that the other day. What the heck?
what kind of workout or things? I'm looking even at your Twitter. You're doing some crazy workouts. What was the reason behind that?
Yeah.
For the off season and just for your as an athlete, tell me about that.
I'm trying to get ready to sustain 162 games. I mean, that's basically it. I work with a guy named Bobby Stroop this off season, and talking to him and talking to Joe Kessler in the off season about a nutrition plan that I wanted to gain weight. It's something happened last year where I lost a lot of weight, and I know everybody talks about the weight that I gained, but I'm usually around there coming into every spring training, and last year I just happened to be 170 when I left, and so I wanted to gain that weight back and try to sustain it.
Does you want to gain weight? You follow me and Rosie around for an entire week here in Goodyear. You'll gain weight, Josh.
That's the wrong kind
of
weight.
Go ahead, Bruce.
That's the wrong kind of weight. Does this give you, though?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Does it give you a sort of a mental confidence as well? I mean, aside from just what it can do for you physically?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you feel like you feel good, and you just, I don't know, it kind of translates into there's a little saying, look good, feel good, and play good. So I'm going to try to take that approach.
There you go. Well, Josh, again, we wish you nothing but success as far as this upcoming season is concerned. And, you know, I sound like a broken record with all of these interviews, but, man, there's some real positive energy. There's some real excitement about this upcoming campaign.
There really is. There really is. There's big things coming out, I feel like, this year. I think it's that year that we can all turn the page and do some pretty special things.
And I'm telling you, Rosie, the other day, 3 eggs, 4 pancakes, sausage links. Follow that guy around.
That was,
man,
his appetizer, right?
Thanks for stopping by.
I appreciate it, Tim. Thanks for having me, guys.
Josh Tomlin joining us here at the table as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And again, interviews all week long brought to you by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, proudly serving families, businesses, and communities since 1980. Your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain, Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. Boy, guys, 3 days in the book. Whew. Flying by out here in Goodyear, and hopefully the listeners are enjoying the interviews. Great conversations, and as we said, there really is some high expectations with this baseball team.